8th parak of Bavasa Mishnah Vov. Oy mezeh b'ni neman. A person says on this boy that this is my son. He's believed the Torah gave nemanus. We believe a person saying this is his son. But zeachi ein neman. If he says that this person is my brother, he's not believed. Because if he wouldn't say that, and he would die without children, his wife would be permitted to remarry. Now he's saying that he's changing the status, that she has to get the yibum or chalitza from this boy, this man. He's not believed to change the status of his wife and the man. But since he admitted this is his brother, if the father dies, then he has to split his part of the Yerusha with his brother, because he admits that his brother deserves part of the Yerusha. Mace, if that brother died, means that, let's say we have three brothers. So two say we don't know if you're our brother, and one says you are my brother. So the one that says he's my brother, he has to give part of his Yerusha to this Suffolk. Now that Suffolk died, whatever he gave to that stuff, it goes back to this brother, because the other ones didn't give him anything. But if he had his own independent property, or any type of nechasim, this suffik, and he died, then Yishra Echav Imo, then all the brothers will inherit together. Why? Because since one brother admits that this is our brother, and now this guy dies, so this brother admits that the Yerusha of the Suffolk should be split between, let's say, all three of the brothers. So therefore, they all split the Yerusha. Misha Meis, the Nim says, died to Kikshuya Yerecha. Somebody died, and there was a document that said that he gave a tzavos shchimerai, he gave a gift at the time of his deathbed to somebody, even though it was tied on his leg, hareza in a klum is nothing, because maybe he was just planning to do it, he never actually carried it out. If he was mezakeh this shtar through somebody else, he had somebody else receive it so that it should take effect, whether it's one of his yoshim, not one of his yoshim, because that we learned before, a person can give a gift that will take place right before his death, and mele precede Yerusha, and the one who got the gift will keep the gift.